morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, come on somebody. Bless his name, bless his name. We bless your name. Yes, we do, yes, we do. Father, you're worthy of all the praise. Of all the praise. Of all of the praise. Yes, you are, yeah. You're worthy, you're worthy. Ha, glory, hekesha. Hallelujah, Father, you're worthy. Come on, come on. Father, you're worthy. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Father, you're so worthy, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. You're so worthy, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. You're so worthy. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I give you praise, honor, and glory. Our glory. Devil, I serve you. Notice that this atmosphere has been covered by your blood. Father, I declare and decree that this atmosphere, the technology, the internet connection, the phones, the laptops, the tablets, the desktops, oh my God, they are cleansed and covered by the blood. No weapon formed against them, no weapon formed against those watching this broadcast shall prosper. Devil, we serve you. Notice that you are under our feet. We have authority over you, and we take our place and our seat of authority with our foot on your neck in the name of Yahshua, Jesus the Messiah. Come on now. Somebody give him praise. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be continually in my mouth. Come on now. Somebody give. I know that we've got somebody that has a praise in their mouth. How glory. Father, and Father, we just bless you. We just bless you. We just bless you. Father, we just bless you. Hey, Father, we just bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hey, Father, we bless you. How glory. Father, we bless you. We declare and decree. Woo, oh my God, come on, we bless you, we bless you. Oh, come on now, come on now. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Father, we bless you, we bless you. Hey, glory, we bless, oh, Father, we bless you. Hey, glory, glory, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Woo, my God. We bless you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily break. Good morning, Jennifer. Yes, yes, same to you. Oh, my God. We got Texas on the line. We got New Mexico on the line. Come on now, do me a favor. Wherever you are watching or listening, let me know in the comments where you're at. Just put your city in the comments. Because I'm going to pray over your city before the broadcast is over. Listen. Oh, my God, my God. Listen, 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 listen. I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning, when God began, that's the actual Hebrew script. It says, when God began, not, oh, all of a sudden, he just out of the blue said, you know, all of a sudden God appeared. No, 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 no. When God began, because now listen, here what you got to understand. First of all, creation starts in the mind of God. And right now we are in this time and season. We are in the season of God's calendar year of 5785, your season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? Now listen, here's the key to this. Because one of the scriptures of this prophetic release of this season, God said in Romans chapter 5, okay? Okay, verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that sin might abound. But where sin abounded, okay, grace did much more abound, okay? And here's what you got to understand. This word abound means to be abundantly furnished with. It means to overflow. It means to furnish one richly and to be abundantly furnished. Oh, come on now. So what God is saying, that in this season of 5785, it's going to be your season. Point to yourself and just say my season. It's going to be your season of multiplied and abundant, okay, grace. In other words, the grace of God that will fully furnish you in this time and season. And then he came back and said that this season will be the season you will always have, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Okay? And I use verse 7 and 8. And he says, well, 6, 7, and 8, because it says, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, but he that sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man shall give according to as he purposed in his heart. Here's the key. The Bible says God knows, the only God knows the heart or the intent, okay? So every man according to as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Now here's verse 8. Here's what brings it home and connects these two prophetic releases, okay, that God, that this will be the season of multiply and abundant grace, and this will be the season you will always have. Look at verse 8. And God is able to make all grace. Ah, come on now. And we know what grace is. Grace is God's spiritual, powerful empowerment on your life so you can do his purpose. And I know that in times past, we've defined it as unmerited favor. Yes, it is unmerited because you didn't do anything to receive it. God gave this to you at creation. God said, let us create Adam, mankind, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion. That means power. Okay, the dominion, God's ruling authority. So, and God is able to make all grace abound, to be fully furnished in your life toward you, that you, having all, okay, you will always have, having all what? Sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Now, when you look at this word sufficiency, because I'm getting somewhere this morning, it means, listen, sufficient of the necessities of life, a perfect condition of life. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Woo, my God. Come on, somebody give him praise. Somebody type, it is so. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on, get this. I'm just trying to get you to the preface of where we're going, okay? Come on now. Woo, my God. Hey, te ike she tarababakosha. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, te romoma. Oh, my God. Come on, somebody pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, somebody give him praise. Now listen, this is what you got to get prepared for in this season. Now listen, oh my God. Woo, my God, my God. Hey, take care, shit. Come on now. Woo, come on now. Someone type it is so. Come on, let me know that you're with me. Listen, this is going to be the season that you will always have. And listen, the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? So you're not going to be dependent on people, okay? You're going to be dependent on trusting the Lord in every area of your life. Oh, my God, in every area of your life. Come on now. Oh, my God, my God. Ooh, come on now, somebody praying in the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on now. Father, we just thank you. Now, this is going to be powerful today because I just want to share something quick. Listen, I'm going to be out of your hair in about 7-8 minutes. Amen. But listen, if you didn't watch yesterday's broadcast, please go back and watch it because the Father released something about this season of grace, this season of multiplied abundant grace, okay? That, first of all, we have been teaching of how you have a predestined or you have a predestination or an expected end, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11, and let's go there, okay? Let's go there real quick, okay? Come on, let's go there. Sorry about that. These hand movements of mine, y'all know. Oh, my God. Y'all know I got to move my hands. Amen. I'm an animated preacher. Amen, teacher. Amen. Come on, Jeremiah 29:11. Let's go here. Jeremiah 29:11. And it's going to preface where we're going. Come on now. Jeremiah 29:11. Look at what it says. Now listen, I want you to receive this prophetic release because, amen, come on now. Because first of all, you must understand that you are the called of God out of Romans, and we'll get back to that. Okay. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added. Why? Because you are the called. You are the divinely selected and appointed. Okay? So now what you have to understand that if you are divinely selected and appointed, then God wants you, first of all, to, glory. I'm just trying to be so. Whew. Oh, my God. Okay. See, I'm trying not to let too much of the cat come out the bag. Amen. You have to understand that God, at the beginning, you were accepted and you were elected. Come on now. You were accepted and you were elected. Okay, well, let's go here. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, verse 10 and 11. Oh, and I'll probably read just a little bit farther, okay? Well, thus saith the Lord, after 70 years, 70 in the Bible or 7 represents divine completion, okay? After 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will what? Visit you. So he's making this personal. I will visit you and what? Perform my good word toward you. This is why we was teaching last week and the week before that you need the word and understanding. These are the two weapons that we have that the devil can't find against. He cannot fight against the word, and he cannot fight against understanding. Because the Bible says, with all your getting, get understanding. Why? Because he can only kill, steal, and destroy the areas in your life that you don't understand. Oh, my God. Behold, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, causing you to do what? Return to this place. Oh, my God. This is going to be a season. Now, listen. Woo! When God causes you to do a prophetic return, it's a spiritual prophetic step that on the outward, it looks like you're going backwards, but it's not. He told you to come back and return because there's a time and a season according to his purpose. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of what? Peace. Not of evil, to give you an expected end, predestined end. Oh, And then you shall call upon me and you shall go and pray. And I will listen to you. I will hearken to you. You shall seek me and find me when you search me with all your what? Heart. This is your connection of the spirit and the mind, okay? When your mind is in agreement with the Spirit of God, now you are able to be found. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. I will turn away your captivity. Check this out. When we do this, when you make this return, where you were captive, now you be set free. Why? Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again to this place. I will bring you again where? To this place. I will bring you again where? To this place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Woo! My God, my God, my God. So listen, you are in a time and season of a prophetic return. Oh my God. A prophetic, a spiritual prophetic return to the place of captivity. Why? So God can set you free from it. Why? Because you're the called, you're the divinely selected and appointed. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to keep my hands in a certain way or else my camera responds. Amen. Listen, you are walking in a season. This is why the Father wants you to get it settled in your mind. He's already accepted you because he selected and appointed you for such a time as now. Now listen, hey, Keisha. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hey, Reke, come on. If you're getting something this morning, someone type it is so. Woo, come on now. Come on now. You better type it is so. Come on now. Come on now. It is so. Let me know that you're with me. Come on. It is so. Listen, if no one else understands that God is with you, he says, if God be for you, who else can be against you? Once God is on your team, high glory, it's over. Listen, you have to understand this season, it'll be a season of divine grace and completion. He's going to renew some things. You're going to go through some new beginnings in your life. Amen. Number three. You have to be careful what you speak. Why? Because this is going to be a time and season that God is going to hearken and listen to what you speak. This will be a time especially mindful of the word spoken, because Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power, the ability of the tongue. Your prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra authority, releasing God's plan in the earth. And this will also be a time and season of prophetic rest and preparation. It doesn't mean that you're just standing still. It means you're getting prepared for the next phase. Amen. So listen, we're going to stop right there. You are the called. You are under the grace of God. He has divinely selected and appointed you. He's going to furnish you in this season. Come on now. No matter what it looks like, he's going to take care of providing the need in your life. And the only thing you'll be able to say is, this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. Come on. Get your seat. Come on now. The Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Listen, when you sow your seed today, you're sowing your seed so that way you can activate your call, your purpose, your being accepted in God, you walking in all of the goodness of the Lord. Come on, somebody. Woo, my God, walking in the goodness of the Lord. Come on, I want you to get this. As you sow your seed today, he says, He says, while the earth remains, this is where the kingdom is built. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Okay? You're sowing seed, and you should expect a harvest. But in this season, he's going to make sure that you're fully furnished. In fact, you're going to have so much, you're going to have to ask the Lord, who should I give the overflow to? Woo, come on, I'm speaking into your life. Come on, you better get it. But you got to sow seed to do it. You can sow using the Restored Ministries PayPal at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. You can use the little QR code and do it right there. You can do it through Zelle at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail. And if you want to receive what's called the Prophet's Reward, you can do what's called the Teruma. According to Ezekiel 44:30, when you put the seed directly into the hand of the priest, you open up the mouth of the priest, and the Bible says that you should give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause and speak the blessing to rest in your house. So when you do this, when you put it directly into the hand by using my Cash App at $2ProphetMDBryant, which is right there on the right side of the screen. You can also use my PayPal at PastorMDBryant at Gmail or my Zelle, Michael at RTUProductions.com. Now you're activating. You are activating the prophetic, the agreement where two shall touch and agree. Now the prophet opens his mouth and what he speaks comes to pass. Why? Because the Bible says God will hearken to my voice on your behalf. Hey, glory. Do the 5785. That's the numeric season of this seed. You are showing God and the devil that you believe what he spoke about this season. That one, this will be your season of multiplied and abundant grace. And two, this will be the season that you will always have. Oh, my God. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Devil, I serve you. Notice, no weapon formed against them, spirit, soul, body, or financially will prosper. I declare and decree that they are blessed of the Lord. They are blessed and highly favored. Father, I declare and decree they will not fail. They will not stumble. They are healed. Woo, past tense. They were healed for every stripe that he took. Sickness and disease, infirmity is destroyed in their body, in their mind, in their spirit, in their finances. They are clean in Jesus' name, and they have an expected end. And God, when God expects it to end a certain way, he gets what he expects in Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow. We're going deeper. We're going deeper, but it's your time in the season because you are the call, the divinely selected and appointed. Be blessed.